Hey, thanks for listening to my podcast. Check back every day to hear great stuff that you may have missed. All you do is keyword podcast. Plus, stay connected with the show at kiss108.com, keyword Maddie.
Maddie in the morning with T-Dog.
That's right. Irony Singleton's on the phone. Irony, how am I doing with that? Irony, irony? Can't be irony.
Oh, irony.
It is irony.
I take the latter.
Irony, here's the thing about Irony Singleton, for those of you who don't know him. He's still alive. He's surrounded by literally tens of millions of zombies, yet he's still got it together. Although I think did you die yet? Because I'm like three behind. And let me start from the beginning.
Okay.
Irony is one of the stars of The Walking Dead, which I watch on demand. So I'm like kind of like a couple behind. Like I'm still at the place where the kid was shot and he's in the house.
Oh.
And I know you're dying of some infection. Are you still alive? I don't want to ruin it, but.
Yeah. It's already out there, so I guess the rest of the world, the rest of America and the world also, I guess they know I'm still alive also because we're at episode 5, so I'm still kicking.
So here's the deal with The Walking Dead. This is something that's based on my personal reality. That there's a group of people who are still alive even though the rest of the United States are flesh-eating zombies. I had an acid trip like this once, Irony.
Well, we have pockets of human beings throughout America.
Right.
So
right.
Not everybody is a zombie. You know, I mean, we do have other survivors out there. And I think we're going to run into them in future seasons to come.
I'll just give a hint of what, if you don't watch The Walking Dead, here's a scene for the ladies. Let me run this by our listeners, Irony. A little kid was missing, and a part of the good guys wandered off. So they come upon one of the walkers, as they call them, which is a zombie. Now they're afraid that the zombie has eaten the little girl, Hero. So they open up the zombie and reach into the zombie. This is with the cameras rolling. Reach into the zombie's stomach to see if the little girl is in there. Now, if that isn't a show for ladies, I don't know what is, Lise. How do you not watch
perfect.
This?
Matt, it's perfect for them.
Am I wrong?
No, it's pretty good.
You are so right.
I have four daughters. I like to gather them all around.
And gross them all out.
It's a little rough, man.
That's Daryl Dixon's doing. So I think only Daryl Dixon would do something like that.
Yeah, he's the guy with the crossbow.
Yes, that's him. And his brother Merle. I think Merle Dixon taught him how to do something like that.
Merle's dead, dude. No? Oh, he comes back. Oh, you just gave something up.
Yeah. Right,
so anyway, The Walking Dead's on AMC, which is probably most famous for Mad Men, I would imagine. It used to be, and now it's known for The Walking Dead. There are a lot of articles. You got a lot of press. There are a lot of articles about guys who are you shoot in Atlanta, right?
Yes.
There have been a lot of stories of like guys, you know, like famous people who are friends of the staff who show up in Atlanta just so they could be a zombie for the day that they could dress up.
Oh, yeah. Take it back to Daryl Dixon. He had his girlfriend and her mom to come in. They were zombies for the day. Andrew Lincoln's brother-in-law came in. He was a zombie for a day. Gail Ann Hurd, who is our executive producer, she had her daughter to come in. Now, if you remember back, did you watch all the way through season one?
They end up at the Center for Disease Control, and then it blows up or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, do you remember the one when we went right just before the CDC blew up, and we were running out of there, and there was a woman there, and she was a brunette, and she had on a dress, like this long dress, and she was shot in the head. Well, if you go back to that was Gail Ann Hurd's daughter. So her daughter came in and made a brief appearance also, so... Yeah, people just want to be
Gail Ann Hurd,
on the show.
She's
show.
A big time producer. Who'd she work with? Cameron or some?
Yeah, James Cameron.
Yeah, she was with him in Titanic and a lot of those movies. And now what's better mothering than have your daughter shot in the head dressed as a zombie.
That's the perfect way to raise your child. So that is the message we want to convey to you listeners this morning. Raise your child
you're literally a zombie, and you're just shot
in the head with an arrow. No.
You realize, of course, this is a morning radio show. People are eating breakfast as we're talking about the blood
and you,
flesh
and we already talked about tearing open the body, right, to look for missing.
That was the grossest one. That's the grossest thing I've ever seen on television, that episode. Well, there was a good one last year when the good guys had to walk amongst the zombies. So in order for them not to be noticed by the zombies, they were covered with human flesh.
Yes.
Remember that one?
Oh, that was nasty, right?
Yeah, that was Rick very good.
that was too nasty. I was gagging as we did that scene. That was the grossest one of that time. But you know, we've done
grosser things.
But yeah, that was a nasty one. And that let us know right there that there was nowhere that AMC was not, you know, willing to go. It's like they're going to go where no TV show had ever gone before.
No, it's disgusting, but I love it. So basically, Irony Singleton, who plays T-Dog, wants you to know that the show is going to get even grosser, and yet we love it. You're taking a break, right? You had 5 or 6 episodes, and then you're going to take a break for a couple of weeks? Is that what you're doing?
Yes, sir. Maybe for a month or two. It'll probably start back up. We're going to have the mid-season finale in a week or two, and then after that, it'll come back in February or March.
If you have On Demand, you can catch up with it on Demand. Irony, it's great to talk to you, buddy. A lot of fun.
Great to talk to you, Matt. It's my pleasure, and I want to thank all the fans for tuning in. So continue to tune in on Sundays, 9 o'clock AMC. Love you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Irony. Why can't all my guests be like him? He calls me by name.
Oh,
how are you doing? I like him.
Yucking it up.
Yeah. Lisa, not for you.
Doesn't sound like it.
No, it's just not. I love the show. My wife won't watch it. I can only watch it when she's not home.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
I'm going to the grocery store. Oh, good. I can watch Walking Dead. You know? It's so gross.
I might start watching it.
You would love it.
Yeah, I got to start watching.
Oh my God, Bill, you would love it. And, you know, you have to kill a zombie. You have to shoot it in the eye with an arrow. Oh, really? And then they have a scene where the women, they have like axes, and the women cut the heads off zombies. You have to kill a zombie in the head. Everyone knows that.
Wow.
Your body shots don't do it with zombies. Unless it's like a bazooka or something.
Wow.
Yeah. It makes you sort of explode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff, right, buddy?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Zombie, zombie. All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, what's going on?